Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Catalina. The Banking Laws Amendment Act 2025 aimed at improving governance standards in the banking sector and ensuring enhanced protection for depositors and investors will come into effect today. The Finance Ministry said that the Act, notified on April 15 this year, also seeks to improve audit quality in public sector banks and increase the tenure of directors, other than the chairperson and the whole-time directors in cooperative banks. The provisions of the Act aim to redefine the threshold of substantial interest from 5 lakh rupees to 2 crore rupees, revising a limit that has remained unchanged since 1968. Chief Minister Nephew Rio has lauded Dr. J. Alam for his exemplary leadership and outstanding caliber in serving the people of Nagaland with commitment and distinction, despite the state's ongoing social crisis and challenges. Speaking at a farewell program held in honor of Dr. Alam yesterday at the State Banquet Hall in Kohima, the Chief Minister praised Dr. Alam's wisdom and leadership qualities, stating that he was able to navigate difficult situations and overcome numerous challenges with exceptional skill during his tenure as the Chief Secretary of Nagaland. Mr. Rio credited Dr. Alam for guiding the administration through several critical periods, including the COVID-19 pandemic, the establishment of state's first medical college, and the launch of the state solar mission. In his address, Dr. Alam expressed his gratitude to the state government for the trust and responsibilities entrusted to him, particularly during his tenure as Chief Secretary. He remarked that serving the state of Nagaland has been one of the most enriching chapters of his life. The Ao Naga community is celebrating its pre-harvest festival, Tsengremong, today. Traditionally observed to thank the Almighty for a bountiful harvest and to seek blessings for the coming year, the festival marks the end of the sowing season and is a time for thanksgiving, feasting and community bonding. We have a report.
Tsengremong, a pre-harvest festival, is one of the most significant celebrations of the Ao Naga community. It marks the completion of the sowing season and is a time for thanksgiving, feasting and community bonding. The festival reflects the rich cultural identity of the Ao people through folk music, indigenous games, rituals and reconciliation practices. A grand Tsengremong festival will be held today at the amphitheater Kisama in Kohima. Former governor and former chief minister of Nagaland, Padma Bhushan, Dr. S.E. Jamir will grace the occasion as the chief attendee, adding great significance to the event.
Deputy Chief Minister Y. Padon and Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnongkunyak have extended warm greetings to the Ao Naga community on the occasion of the Tsengremong festival. Mr. Padon expressed hope that the festival, which marks the season of harvest and gratitude, will bring peace to every home and strengthen the bonds within the community. He added that as traditions are passed down from one generation to the next, the spirit of togetherness and thankfulness must continue to flourish. MP Konyak noted that Tsengremong is a celebration that goes beyond feasting, adding that it is deeply rooted in gratitude and reverence to God Almighty for His abundant blessings. She expressed hope that this beautiful festival will continue to uphold traditions, strengthen community bonds, and promote peace and prosperity among the people. And the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, NSLSA, yesterday concluded its Summer Internship Program 2025 with a culmination event held at the DC Conference Hall, Kohima. NSLSA Member Secretary Nico Akami emphasized the authority's mandate under the Legal Services Authorities Act 1987. Encouraging the students to aim for excellence, Mr. Akami advised them to pursue their studies with dedication and prepare thoroughly for judicial service examinations. Retainer lawyer Apila Sangtam highlighted the key reforms of the new criminal laws. Over 30 law students underwent training in July. The internship included field visits to key institutions such as the Guwahati High Court, Kohima Bench, district courts, police stations, state mental health institute, district jail, orphanages, and legal aid centers. The interns also conducted outreach programs for street vendors, benefiting 78 individuals, and distributed informal pamphlets. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.